Well, our first teacher tonight originally is from Buffalo, New York. Sorry about that, Bills. I guess the Texas people beat them today, but they're doing better. Anyway, he left Buffalo years ago. He's been years and years in North Carolina and came to us from North Carolina. He's definitely brought his love and support to us from there. There's a very different fellowship from where you were back there, and we appreciate you not judging us. And, but he's a wonderful husband, father, and a grandpa. So ladies and gentlemen, Dave Chappelle. Mr. D.
Thank you. You may be seated. So nice to see everybody here today. First, I'd like to thank Reverend Armstrong for the opportunity, the privilege to be here. And boy, this is a great seat right here. I get to see all your beautiful faces. Wonderful. Well, let's take our Bibles, if you would, and let's turn to Psalm 121. Psalm 121. Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Thank you, everybody that's taught and shared God's word. It certainly has been a fantastic time and great, great learning, all of you. Psalm 121, along with our theme here, in the King James Version, let's read along here. We're going to read the first three verses in Psalm 121. It says, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. And although it's not reflected in the King James Version, verse 1 should be a question. In the New English Bible, verse 1 reads, if I lift up my eyes to the hills, where shall I find my help? Perhaps the simplest rendering in the King James Version would be to change will to shall, make a question. Shall I lift up my eyes unto the hills? You know, the place where the temples for all the heathen gods were, you know, all of the idolatrous things that went on in that day and time, the phallic symbols, all of that stuff, they're prominently displayed. Is that where my help comes from? Certainly not from there, right? Verse 2 says, but from the Lord. You may keep your marker here, if you would, in Psalm 121, because we're going to be coming back. But I wanted to look at this phrase here a little bit deeper, mine eyes. And if you would, let's turn to Psalm 25. Don't have to go too far. Stay in Psalms. Psalm 25, and we're going to read verses 14 and 15. Psalm 25:14. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear or reverence him, and he will show them his covenant. Mine eyes are ever towards the Lord, for he shall pluck my feet out of the net. So here in verse 15, it's obvious that it's not literally true, right? Because mine eyes, it has to have a figurative meaning because God is spirit. He doesn't have eyes, right? So mine eyes is a, you know, it's apparent that it's not literal. And so mine eyes, the figurative meaning in verse 15 here, would refer to the mind. See, my mind, the mind is what it's referring to. But more specifically, perhaps, it refers to the focal point of the attention of the mind. The focal point of the attention of your thoughts, our thinking. See? Can you see that? Verse Psalm 25, let's read it again, verses 14 and 15. The secret of the Lord is with them that reverence him, and he will show them his covenant. Mine eyes, the mind, are ever towards the Lord, the focal point of your attention, the focal point of your thinking. The focal point of our thinking, our thoughts, are ever with the Lord. For he shall pluck my feet out of the net. Also, in Psalm 26, a similar usage occurs. If you flip, there is Psalm 26, and we're going to read verse 2. We're going to read verses 2 and 3. Psalm 26, 2. Examine me, O Lord, and prove me. Try my reins and my heart. For thy loving kindness is before what? Mine eyes. And I have walked in thy truth. Again, it's kind of obvious here in verse 3. It's not referring to the physical organ of the eye, is it? No, no. Again, in a general sense, the eye would refer to the mind. But more specifically, perhaps, it would refer to the focal point of the mind, the focal point of our thinking, the focal point of the attention of our thinking, the attention of our thought life. Also, in Psalm 119, I think this could be a kind of a theme verse, if I recall correctly. Psalm 119, verse 18. Open thou mine eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. See, open thou mine eyes. Open thou the focal point of my thinking, the focal point of the attention of my mind. You know, in a general sense here. Also, let's go back now to where we started in Psalm 121. Psalm 121, we're looking at verses 1 through 3. Psalm 121, I want to also look at this phrase, lift up. Psalm 121 again, shall I lift up mine eyes unto the hills? So we looked at mine eyes. Let's look at this phrase, lift up, and see where else what we can see about this. Shall I lift up my eyes to the hills? Let's keep your place here, if you would. And let's turn to Psalm 7. Lift up. Psalm 7 and verse 6 says, arise, O Lord, in thine anger. Lift up thyself because of the rage of mine enemies. And awake for me to the judgment that thou hast commanded. What's communicated here in this verse is David is asking God to take deliberate, conscious action, isn't he? He's not asking him to go from a horizontal position to a vertical position, right? No, lift up. He's asking him to go to take deliberate, conscious action. Let's also look in a similar verse here in Psalm 10. Psalm 10 and in verse 12. Psalm 10:12. Arise, O Lord, O God. Lift up thine hand. Forget not the humble. Again, the prayer here. Lift up thine hand. Take deliberate, conscious action. He's not asking God to lift his hand from a lower position to a higher position, is he? No, that's not the lift up. All right. Now let's look at Psalm 25. Psalm 25. Been there already once, right? We're going back. We're going to read verse 1. Psalm 25, also for lift up, says, verse 1, unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. To thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. So this is referring to taking deliberate course of action. You know, I take deliberate, conscious action. You know, I bring my heart. I pray. I go to God. That's what this is. Look at verse 1. Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. Do I take deliberate, conscious action? I decide. I make up my mind. I pray. You see that? Okay, so let's turn back to Psalm 121. And I want to read a couple of these translations here. Taylor's Living Bible reads, "Shall I look to the mountain gods for help?" Another translation reads, "Shall I lift up my eyes to the hills? Does my help cometh from thence?" The New English Bible reads, "If I lift up my eyes to the hills, where shall I find my help?" So the question that's being asked, shall I lift up? Shall I take, look at verse 1. Shall I lift up? Shall I take deliberate conscious action? My eyes to make the focal point of my thinking, to make the focal point of my attention. The other gods, which are so prominently displayed, that's what's being asked. From whence cometh my help? Can you see that? Verse 121. Verse 2. It says, "My help cometh from the Lord which made heaven and earth." Verse 2 should read, "No." Emphatic exclamation point. Because he's asking the question and the answer is no. My help cometh from the Lord which what? Made heaven and earth. Yeah, that's where I get my help from. So it's quite a question, isn't it? And you know, it's not only the question that's not communicated in the King James Version, but the depth of the question as well. So let's look at this again here. Verse 1 in Psalm 121. Shall I lift up? Shall I take deliberate, conscious action? Mine eyes, my mind, the focal point of my thinking, the focal point of my attention, to the hills, you know, where all the pagan gods are and that. Is that where my help comes from? No. My help comes from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. Beautiful, isn't it? But you know, we can ask the same question today, can't we? Where are we going to get our help from? Verse 3, let's look at verse 3 here in Psalm 121. It says, "He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber." In the New English Bible, it reads, "How could he let your foot stumble? How could he, your guardian, sleep?" Isn't that beautiful? Help refers to that which we need in any situation. Kind of sound familiar? My God shall supply all your need. You know, that which makes us complete. Other verses spring to mind, right? We're complete in him. You know, this help here, the first time it's used is in Genesis when God said he'd make a helpmeet for Adam. But it says, "My help cometh from the Lord, whatever I need." And you know, no one lives very long in life before they realize they need help. You know, the basis for every advertisement you'll ever see is based on, you know, you need help for this, or we can help you with this, or we can help you with that. You know, everybody needs help. Therefore, the question that every human being has to ask for themselves is not, "Do I need help?" But, you know, let's not get too upset out there. But where does our help come from? So, you know, as sons and daughters of the Most High God like we are, we want to get our help from our loving Heavenly Father, God Almighty, the Creator of the heavens and the earth. So, we know where to go for our help. You know, we don't have to turn there for time constraints, but, you know, you can read it. If you look in Psalm 77, you know, God through David tells us that if we look within ourselves, we become miserable. And in Psalm 73, he says, if we look around, look at others and look around, we become distracted. You know, we have God's word. So we don't want to look within and become miserable. We don't want to look around and become distracted. But we want to look at God's word. Let's look at Proverbs chapter 4. Proverbs 4. Psalm, Proverbs. Haven't had to move around too much at all here, huh? Kind of condensed in here, huh? Proverbs 4. Verses familiar to all of you. We're going to read starting in verse 20. Proverbs 4:20, my son, attend to what? My words. Incline thy ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from what? Thine eyes, right? Let them not depart from our mind, right? Our thinking. How we think, what we think. Keep them in the midst of what? Thy heart. Not the physical ticker, right? The innermost part of our being. Innermost part. That's what God's imploring us here. Let them not depart from thy mind. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. For they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. I know there's a lot of people here, all you beautiful brothers and sisters, that are familiar with Dr. Werwell's Power for Abundant Living foundational class. And I'll never forget it, what an impact it made on my life when I sat through that class. The first time I took it was audio. The second time I took it was video. And I'll never forget, this verse reminds me of this so often. It says, for they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. And is referring to God's word, the Bible, the scriptures. And he ended the session. He goes, this is not an aid to devotion. This is life. And he just looked and stared at the, right? Y'all remember that? And it was just like, and then it ended the session. It was like, oh. But it is. This is God's word. It's life. You know, it's so wonderful that we actually have an inkling of an iota of an idea of what, really more than that, but about God's word, right? So beautiful. So anyway, verse 22, for they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. Verse 23, keep or guard, we heard, thy heart with all what? Diligence. Now that's, you know, that's just not, oh, hey, you know, by the way, you know, that takes a little bit of discipline, takes a little bit of work, but Look at what the promise from God is. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. And folks everywhere, whatever they're doing, they're looking for answers or happiness or whatever, right? And they're looking in all the wrong places. Hey, that'd make a good song, wouldn't it? All right. Well, let's close here. And yeah, I know what it is by heart. I never did write it on the latest thing, but I got it. I remember it. I believe it's Psalm 138:2. Good thing I went over it enough times to remember, huh? Not blow the whole deal right at the end, right? You guys are great. This is great. Okay, to close, Psalm 138:2. Familiar verse to you? I will worship toward thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy what? Truth. For thou hast what? Magnified thy word above all thy name. You know, God has magnified his word above all his name. That's why we want to study God's word. That's why we want to learn more of God's word That's why a time like this together and all these wonderful teachings and sharings are great, because this is what we want to learn, because this is what God has magnified above all his name. All right? Good. Our next teacher tonight is a man that is very, very dear to my heart and my wife Vicky's heart. This past year, we've relocated here from North Carolina, and we've been going over to his fellowship every week. It's Tuesday Truth. He has a fellowship every Tuesday, and his teachings and sharings have just blessed my life more than I could even express now. Tremendous man, and I am really blessed to introduce to you right now Reverend Tim Armstrong.